Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Something you want to share? Call 401-737-1287. Sports Radio 103.7 WEEI. We're back to Cordishy and Coit on Sports Radio 103.7 WEEI.
401-737-1287, the phone number if you'd like to join Nick and I this morning. It's Cordishy and Coit on Sports Radio 103.7 FM WEEI. Hope you're all safe. Hope you're all healthy along with your family members. We are talking sports this morning, even though we have no live games to talk about. There's certainly enough stuff to talk about. Tom Brady, the Patriots on the table to start things off. And Terry Bradshaw, Nick, had some interesting words on Brady that he shared with the media the other day. He said he believes Brady, the reason he left New England and ultimately signed with Tampa, said he's motivated to prove to the world that he has been more important to the Patriots' success than Bill Belichick. And this goes back to what we said last week. I forget who it was who wrote the story on ESPN.com who said the same thing. Belichick and Brady have proved everything they could together. The only challenge left for the two of them was to prove what they can do apart from one another. Do you agree with that?
Say that again. Sorry, that last part.
Thanks for listening.
No, I'm just reading a text. I'm sorry.
No, so Bradshaw said that, you know, Brady is motivated to prove to the world that he's been more important to the Patriots' success than Bill Belichick.
Oh, yeah.
And that's why he left. And it goes back to what I brought up last week. It was an interesting story I read on ESPN.com where the reporter said, you know, Belichick and Brady have proven, they've done everything together. They've proven beyond a reasonable doubt what they can do together as a pair. The yep. only challenge left is to prove what they can do apart from one another.
Right. And I think, you know, Texter had said in the first segment, you know, maybe it's not fair to compare them, you know, with Brady at his age. And, you know, Belichick would obviously have maybe a longer window if he so chooses to try to have success without Brady. And, you know, that part I get, you know, and it's not an even playing field because Brady may only have 2 years left, but he's still, again, he's still, you know, a good starting quarterback in this league, and he still has the motivation, too, to go out there and have success without Belichick. And so, you know, what that, I don't know, what would qualify as success? I don't know, to go as far as, say, winning a Super Bowl. I mean, if he wins a Super Bowl with the Bucs, then yeah, I think he's proven something. You know, I think Belichick's going to have a longer window again, and let's see what he can do. I mean, we've all hung on to, you know, the times when Belichick has not been with Brady and have said, well, look at how good of a coach he is without Brady. Like when Brady went down with that unfortunate injury in 08, you know, a lot of fans point to, well, Belichick's such a good coach because he took Matt Castle and made that team 11-5. Excuse me, 11-5, one of the best 11-5 teams ever. Excuse me, that, you know, didn't make the postseason, like one of the only teams ever. And so we hang on to that, or coaching up Jimmy Garoppolo during Brady's suspension. Like, you know, we hang on to those things as saying, well, you know, Belichick would be better without Brady. But now, hey, doesn't have him, so let's see what he can do. Let's see what he can do without Brady coming back at some point. Or, you know, this is a new era. So, yeah, it's. It, to me, it's fascinating. That's why I'm rooting for Brady to do you know, at least well and, you know, good at least with the Buccaneers, because I want that story to be there. I want them to both have some success, and let's see how far it goes. I believe both guys are going to have, you know, relative success, you know, without each other. I think Brady's going to do, you know, fairly well with the Buccaneers, you know, without, you know, we'll see if there is any decline there. If there is, you know, who knows? But, you know, with Belichick, obviously he's got a longer window and he's going to have to find that next guy. Let's see what he can do.
So I'm going to amend my statement from earlier. I said I'm not rooting for Brady and the Bucs to do well. I'll root for them to do well under one circumstance. The absolute best story in the history of football would be if Brady and the Bucs met Belichick and the Patriots in the Super Bowl this year.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
course.
I mean, that. What would be better than that? Even I would appreciate that. I mean, that would be the best drama humanly possible. I don't think it's going to happen, so I'm going to go back to what I said earlier. I will not be rooting for Tom Brady. I will not be rooting for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I will only be rooting for the New England Patriots to do well in 2020.
Scott got dumped. He was emotional, Joe.
Yep, that's true. That's true. My girlfriend dumped me.
Take a deep breath. Just take a step back for a second. It's going to be okay. We'll get through this.
Let's go to the phones. 401-737-1287. The phone number. We kick it off with Dan in Cranston. Good morning, Dan. You're first up on Cordishian Coit on WEEI.
Forever Dr. Blue Chew.
Barcelona Blue Chew. We had a little bit of the Spanish.
I never said
there.
That I took it, did I?
Well, you're married. What do you need?
Well, the way he advertises for it, it's, oh boy.
Hey, you know what I'm saying?
Hey,
fire up that computer. Hey.
I was just asked to read the spot. That's all.
Yeah. Hey, here's the bizarre world we live in. Did you see? I'm driving along yesterday, looking around the radio. 105.1 is one of my stations. They're playing music 24/7, Christmas music again.
I heard about that.
Gross.
There's people putting up Christmas lights too.
I heard. Yep, I've heard.
Situate Ave, you know, there's a little neighborhood that they
that's
have.
That's different. I feel like that's different when you have, you know, lights in front of your house. It kind of, you know, it makes.
Not around the house, Scott. Like it's December.
Oh, okay.
Santa's out and everything. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's a little weird.
Yeah, like reindeer and, yeah, March.
I can see putting, like, lights on your, you know, shrubs out front and stuff like that. But if you're putting up, like, a candy cane and a Santa Claus statue, you've got a problem.
You know what? I can't, Nick, you're way too young for this, but, Scott, I can't ever, I keep wrapping my head around pre-internet, pre-social media. If this had happened, like, say, 1995... Do you think it'd be anything like this?
No.
Like the hyper-vigilant world we live in?
No.
Life would be pretty much, I mean...
Shut down.
And I keep thinking, and this is, I'm not a doctor, and this is clearly bad, but I really wonder if, how much different the net result would be, because, like I said, 80, if you just isolate the most vulnerable people and let the 80% who get it mild just go on with their lives, you know what I mean? What's the net result really going to be? Because it sounds like, I mean, again, I'm just reading stuff that I hear, but they said that 4 out of 5 people that get this are from asymptomatic people. And, like, if the asymptomatic people are making up the majority of the people are getting sick, you see what I'm saying? It's just kind of like...
Well, and now they're talking about people building up herd immunity to this because so many people have been exposed to
that's
it.
They said if 60% of the population got this, life would go back to normal almost immediately. But how do you count that 60% of the people get it unless you get tested? You know what I mean? It's a conundrum. But yeah, I just the hyper-vigilant world we live in now where if it snows 2 inches, you know, basically everything shuts down as it is. It's just, this to me, I look at this is like a 3 or 4 month snowstorm. You know, it's not a man-made economic thing. It's just a nature thing. But I've always said, and I don't mean to be disrespectful to anyone. I hope my parents or nobody's parents get there, or anybody for that matter.
Right.
But the economic toll of this will be 10 trillion times worse, well, 2 trillion times worse than the death toll, you know, or the human toll, which sounds very insensitive, but...
Well, I know Trump's taking a lot of shots for that, but does anybody really think that Donald Trump doesn't care about people dying from this? I mean, look, I don't care how much you hate Donald Trump. When he says he wants to get the economy going and people back to work, I don't think he also means I don't care if more people die from this. I really don't think that that is his underlying message. I think he wants to get this virus under control, but I also think he realizes how much this has damaged the economy, and he wants to get Americans back to work because, Dan, as you said, the longer this goes on, you know, think of the unemployment claims that are just skyrocketing, and are people going to have jobs to go back to? Are businesses just going to kind of fold up shop and shut their doors and no longer exist?
Small businesses make up 99% of the companies in America, not big business. So just think about it from that perspective, you know.
Yep.
And that's, you know, it's just, it's a horrible time, and, you know, you're saving all these lives and everything, but hopefully these old people will have a nest egg to have live on when this crap is all over, too. You know, that's the other thing. We're taking away people's, they build their whole lives for their business, for their nest egg, and that's getting wiped out as well.
Right.
There's so many ancillary things that go along with this, but let's talk about sports real quick. So with Brady,
Dan, quick question. We have a texter that just asked a question, and I'm curious, too. Do you have a bird in the background chirping?
You know what? I'm at a golf course right now. You can still play golf in Rhode Island.
Somebody in the 508 just texted, who has the bird? And I can hear it, too. I'm like, I can hear chirp, chirp, chirp.
I just made my first birdie of the spring.
Oh, congratulations. Hey, what course you at? What course?
No, I'm not golfing. I'm walking my dog. I'm at Garden Park, the golf course they have here.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
But you can still play golf in Rhode Island. You can't match.
I know that. So I was invited to play Metacomet yesterday, and I couldn't because I had a dentist appointment, believe it or not. But I heard Metacomet was packed all day.
Yesterday they would be, obviously. I actually played this. I'm glad you brought that up real quick. They brought a lawsuit against Faxon and his company, a couple of the members, for fraud and a couple of other things. These people are freaking idiots. I mean, without Faxon, they do realize if Faxon didn't step in, the Metacomet grass would be as high as I am right now. That place was ready to close. They weren't even going to open in 2019 if he didn't bail them out. He even said it. You remember that?
Well, I read the lawsuit. I read the lawsuit, and they're not going to win it because, like it or not, that ownership group had the clause taken out of the contract, which said that they had to keep it a golf course, that they couldn't sell it or to a developer. So they're not going to win the lawsuit.
They were going to close the gates either way in 2019. That place wasn't even going to open.
Yeah, no, they owed like two or 3 years of back taxes, I think, to the city.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
Another course is biting the bullet. It hasn't been announced. It's Maplegate up in Bellingham. That's going to be sold to Toll Brothers, which is another development company. So you can kiss that one goodbye.
I remember when that course opened. I started golfing about a year or so after I got out of college. So early 90s, I started to golf. And that course opened, I want to say, right about that time. Because we used to drive an hour plus down from Haverhill to play it maybe once a year. We liked it. And then if you've been there the last 10 years, man, they let that course go. It really started to get shoddy in terms of its conditions.
Yeah, well, they had bigger aspirations to build houses and everything around there, and it was supposed to be a private club way back when. And then, you know, the late 80s, early 90s, the recession hit, and it never did it. Kind of like Newport National, they had bigger aspirations, it just never happened.
That's right.
But like now you said, it's basically, Park-a-Pog would make it look like, Augusta National at this point. So, moving on, Brady real quick. Here's the thing, I'm actually looking forward to next year. I now have three teams that I can root for or that I'm dying to watch on a weekly basis. And I don't root against them, Scott. I like the guy. I think, are you going to tell me if the Tampa Bay's on that you're not going to watch anyways, even if you root against them? You're obviously going to watch, right?
Well, I never said that, okay. Yeah. I just said I'm rooting against Tom Brady and the Bucks.
Yeah. I think, you know, one of the things about Brady that bothered me the most last year that – you skip the OTAs, that's part of it. But the pissing and moaning about the receivers and everything around you.
Yep.
You got to also, don't forget, he played barely a half a game in the preseason. And no one wants to talk about how he didn't practice a lot during the year either, during the week.
Nope.
He couldn't throw the ball because he had the old man's tennis elbow.
Yep.
So how do you get on the same page with young guys? if you can't even practice with them? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And nobody ever wants to talk about that angle of it. But I, you know, I do wish him well. I just, you know, people, you know, 3 years ago I was bitching about, you know, where the Patriots are going to be without a quarterback. I mean, you might start to find that out this year. So life goes on. The NFL is all about a QB. Yes, they could probably finagle their way to a 10-6, but we're so spoiled around here that doesn't cut it anymore.
Wow. If you think they can finagle their way to 10-6, then that tells me that Belichick is a great coach.
No, honestly, yeah.
Well, not to scare. I don't care if they go 2-14. Not because I'm rooting against them. It's just because you got to start from scratch somewhere again.
Have you seen their schedule this year?
It's tough.
Yes, I know. 10-6 is a pipe dream. I think 8-8 would be pretty good, I think, at this point. But hopefully they're playing, man, because China's having a tough time getting back on its feet again now. The second wave is coming through, so I don't even know.
Yeah.
It's just week by week or day by day.
Yep.
Have a good day, guys. Take
care.
You too, Dan.
Thanks.
401-737-1287, the phone number. Text line 37937. Back to your call.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.